Welcome to the World Class Podcast on Radio or Not. I'm Nicole Sandler. This series of podcasts takes us back a decade to a room dubbed the Music Hall because it was a hallway between the on-air studio and the production room of KSCA, a little radio station owned by Gene Autry's Golden West Broadcasters. KSCA was on the air from July of 94 until February 4th, 1997, and now lives on in the hearts of Los Angeles's disenfranchised music lovers. The KSCA Music Hall played host to hundreds of artist interviews and performances. I've done my best to find as many of them as possible and bring them back to you here. Please feel free to spread the word. Today we go back to early 1995. KSCA was the only LA station playing a new band, well, new to us anyway, called the Dave Matthews Band. Yeah, Dave Matthews is known by pretty much everyone now, but that wasn't the case back then.
We have moved into the Music Hall at FM 101.9, and I'm looking at actually three-fifths of the Dave Matthews Band. Now, they might be considered newcomers to those of us here on the West Coast, but music fans in the East have been spreading the word about the incredible live performances of this band since they got together about 3 years ago. Their first RCA album, Under the Table and Dreaming, was released a couple of months ago, and we get the live experience in a bunch of shows in Southern California this week. Welcome to the Dave Matthews Band.
Hey.
Hey. So your shows are, you got tonight and tomorrow night at the Whiskey in LA. Then Thursday night, Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. Friday, Ventura Theater. And you wrap it up Saturday at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium opening for Phish.
Yeah, playing with Phish. They've helped us out here because not a lot of people know about us. And then we come out here and we see friends of ours from there that know a few more people. They introduced us to some people here already, and we're looking forward to meeting more of their fans whirling and spinning and turning down on the dance floor.
Well,
they do that stuff in front of Phish.
Yeah, Phish is known for that kind of stuff. Yeah. But you guys are also known for your live shows. The first thing I ever heard about the Dave Matthews Band is these guys put on the most incredible live show you'll ever see. Now, we've heard that a lot. Why?
Well, I've never seen it, so I don't really know. We just play. I don't know. I guess it's probably just a little. Look at them country boys go. Look at that violin player. Golly, he looking crazy. No, I don't know why. But we put our hearts into it, so. And we all play really hard and really loud and try and drown the other person out, but we only have acoustic instruments, so. There's only so far that we can get.
Right, so we're taking you out of context here in the music hall, but you want to give us a taste of what you do?
Yeah, so you said you've been playing What Would You Say, so I guess we'll play a slowed down, melodic little version of that song, What You've Been Playing, What Would You Say? Yeah.
It's the Dave Matthews Band at FM 101.9.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Up and down the puppy's hair, fleas and ticks jump everywhere. Serve original sin. Down the hill fell Jack and Jill, and you came tumbling after. Cause of original sin, and I rip away the tears. Drink a hope to happy years, and you may find a lifetime has passed you by. What would you say? Don't drop my bag, won't you? A monkey on a string. Don't cut my lifeline. A doggy on a chain. Don't bite the mailman. What would you say? I was there when the bear ate his hair. I don't thought it was a candy. Well, everyone goes in the end. Knock, knock on the door, who's it for? There's nobody in here. Look in the mirror, my friend, I don't understand at best. And cannot speak for all the rest. But a morning arrives, a lifetime's passed me by. What would you say? Don't drop the big one, you a monkey on a string. Don't cut my lifeline, a doggy on a chain. Don't bite the mailman, would you? say. Every dog has his day, every day has its way, you're being forgotten. Mom, it's my birthday, what'd you say? What would you say? What would you say? Hey, what could you say? What would you say? Oh, gonna break it down, dive in, oh, and say, God. Thought it was a candy. Well, everyone goes in the end. Knock, knock on the door. Who's it for? There's nobody in here. Look in the mirror, my friend. I don't understand at best. And cannot speak for all the rest. But I'm on in the rise. A lifetime's passing me by. What would you say?
Like on Quaaludes.
Dave Matthews Band with an unplugged version of What Would You Say? Let's talk about who's here. It's, of course, Dave on guitar and vocals.
That of course.
Stefan Lessard?
Yeah, Stefan Lessard.
Stefan Lessard on bass. And Boyd Tinsley playing the violin over there. And missing in action is Leroy Moore, who's the saxophone master. And
Leroy Moore. It's our pronunciation over the Leroy.
And Carter
Beaufort.
Beaufort is the drummer, and we'll see them at all the shows you're doing in town. Now, most bands, when they're starting out, they get a demo together and they shop around for a record deal. They want a major label to sign them, and then they move forward from there.
Yeah, or backwards, which is the more common direction that you go once you sign them. No, the reason I think there's a sort of a well, it's a falsehood that once you get signed that things become easier and you've got someone to coach you and lead the way. But actually, the truth is, you get signed, you just work. You just work more and you get more and you got to do more and you got to get in people's faces more and you got to meet more people and you got to get in front of more people. And so it's really like more work. It's not really like we've arrived. It's like another beginning where you have to start working your little butt off. So a lot of times bands will shop around, find a major label deal, and then where'd they go? I think they sucked themselves up their fundamental orifice once signing a record deal. So, which commonly happens, I think.
So you did things your own way. You're a smart businessman. You put together a whole organization, and you recorded an album on your own, and you toured, and you developed a fan base. And then RCA wanted to sign you and release his first record, but you said no?
Yeah, well, it was sort of like that, I'm not a smart businessman. I have other people doing that for me because I'm a complete idiot. So we have smart businessmen working with us, which is lucky. And we just wanted to, the reason we wanted to release our first album independently was because for a couple of years we'd been playing for people that they've been faithfully coming out to shows. And we thought if we released something on a major label, then we'd be getting it out to anyone, you know, and to be getting on the radio for anyone, and that the people that spent all that time and spent their mom's credit card money and their dad's credit card money on, or who, however it came, they spent their money on us, that we were giving nothing back, the people that supported us for those couple of years, to them. So we wanted to give something back to them. So we put out our own record. And the other thing is that we were bound to make more money off of releasing it ourselves than we would if we went with RCA the first time. So,
and the label people are shaking their heads. So the first album was called Remember Two Things. Is that available?
Yeah, you can get it through the mail. We have it on the RCA album. We've inside the RCA album we have a little booklet of goodies that we'd love you to purchase if you ever get a chance. You can still get it. It may not be as easy to find as the new one, but it's around, and we have a little EP that's available somewhere around too.
And all your merchandise and your little booklet. There's T-shirts and hats and, boy, everything. You guys have a whole industry going.
And pretty soon we're going to have coasters and underpants.
It's the Dave Matthews Band in the FM 101.9 Music Hall. You want to do another song for us?
Yeah, we're going to do one that you haven't been playing, but maybe you will someday. This one's called Dancing Nancy's. And it has nothing to do with Nancy's or dancing.
Touches her and shoes untied, tongue gaping stare. Could I have been a magnet for money? Could I have been anyone other than me? 23 and so tired of life, such a shame to throw it all away. The images grow darker still. Could I have been anyone other than me? Then I look up at the sky, my mouth is open wide. They can taste what's the use in worrying. What's the use in hurrying? Turn, turn, we almost become. Some enlightenment. Could I have been anyone other than me? And then I'll sing and dance, I'll play for you tonight. The thrill of it all. Dark clouds may hang on me sometimes, but I'll work it out in the night. We'll look up at the sky, my mind is open wide. They can taste what's the use in worrying. What's the use in hurrying? Turn, turn, we almost are back on dizzy. Dancing Nancy. Ooh. Ah, so Dancing Nancy. Yeah. I could have been anyone else. Could I have been a new one other than me? And then I sing and dance. La la la. Hey, la la la. Hey, la la la. What's the use in worrying? What's the use in hurrying? Turn, turn, we almost become dizzy. Yeah.
Come on,
the Dave Matthews Band live in the Music Hall at FM 101.9. The band is from Virginia, but Dave, you're originally from South Africa.
Yeah, but and I do my utmost to play that down because it makes me seem more interesting than I am. I was from South Africa, but my family moved to America when I was 2. So obviously I got a huge cultural influence from that nation at age of 2 coming over here. I was very militant when I was 2. I was angry about the whole situation over there, and I got here, and now I can't quite remember the whole thing. You know, I spent some of my high school there too, and I actually am, you know, part of me is connected to that country, but we're definitely a Virginian band.
So, with all the changes going over there, do you have any desire to take the band and go there and show them what
I mean, obviously, I've seen something that I'd like all my friends to see. So, these are a large portion of my friends that we play music together. And it would be nice to go down there and play music, because I think people there would dig it, too. I have friends there, and I'm sure it'd be great to go down there. But it'd also be great to go to Australia, and I've never been there before. That's for purely selfish reasons.
Brazil. The World Tour 95.
The World Tour 95.
All right. Yeah. Well, it starts in Los Angeles this week. It's the Dave Matthews Band. Tonight is sold out at the Whiskey, but there are still tickets available for tomorrow night at the Whiskey in L.A., then Thursday night, Coach House, Friday night, Ventura Theater, Saturday night, you open for Fish at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium.
They used to say that I was nothing but a fish head. Look at me now.
Is that the new Dave Matthews song?
Yeah.
The new album is called Under the Table and Dreaming. Dave Matthews Band, thanks for coming by FM 101.9.
Thank you very much for having us, Nicole.
The Dave Matthews Band. I'm proud to have hosted their first radio interview in Los Angeles in early 1995. 10 years later, they've just released their latest album, Stand Up, and are selling out concerts worldwide. Too bad we can't go back 10 years and buy one of those still available tickets to see them at the Whiskey, huh? I was one of the lucky ones to be there and see them, and knew at that moment that we were in for a treat with the Dave Matthews Band for years to come. Next week, join us on the World Class Podcast for Sting's first radio interview in over a decade. It's another one from KSCA's Music Hall Archives. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thanks for joining me on RadioOrNot.com.